we were so loud that people in the surrounding neighborhoods heard us, and then they came up there because what the heck, they couldn't watch TV anymore.
Missouri musicians, then and now.
David Bond of the band Sabretooth. He is on the line. Hello, David.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So, Sabretooth, where are you guys from?
We are from St. James, Missouri, a little bit south of you. And we got started at our high school. We were all working in St. James High School. And several of us teachers, learned from each other that we all liked Iron Maiden, and we all liked Judas Priest, and we all liked Sabbath, and we all had instruments, and we just thought we should play. And since kids are kind of a captive audience, we practiced for a few months and then played at before the whole school, and it went super well, and we just had a gas, and so we just kept it going, and that was like 2018. So we've just been working at it, made a few personal changes, and started gigging, and have discovered that loud live rock and roll is really happening in Central Missouri.
That's a relief.
And there's a lot of bands, and it's just a fantastic time. So our school mascot are Tigers, and since we are older than the average Tiger, somebody thought that maybe we should be Sabretooth, and then that kind of stuck, because at first we were kind of like, well, you know, all of our students are listening to really different music, you know, than what we grew up on.
Absolutely.
Even though some of us aren't all that old, some of us are in our 30s, but some of us way older. But everybody is like listening to music where the musicians aren't really featured, you know. And we just thought, you know, it's absolutely thrilling to see somebody just up on stage tearing it up.
I agree.
And just loud and letting it all hang out, and everybody playing together and getting into a groove and just digging it. And it just seemed like, let's just try doing that again. You know, we'd all been involved in that at some point in our lives. And we just thought, let's just try that again and see what happens. And it's tough. Sometimes we don't have much of an audience, but sometimes we do. And we just keep working at it and keep getting better at it. So we've got a few things coming up this summer and a few things in the fall. And so it's all promising. It's all good.
That's great. It's really cool. Like, you touched on a lot there. You know, what are the odds that all of these coworkers of various ages will have this ability to play these instruments, let alone the instruments required to start a band? Like, how many teachers would you guess were in the school at that time?
40 some.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, you just look at the numbers there, like the odds of you guys all, you know, being interested in the same kind of music and being able to play in a band it's really amazing and surprising to me, because it's kind of hard to find people in this area where I'm at now. Like, you mentioned that there are a lot of bands around, and as this project rolls on that I'm doing, I'm really learning a lot more about what's going on now, statewide especially. Like, there is a thriving music scene, and it may not be the one that I was accustomed to in the mid-2000s, but there's a lot of musicians, young and old, in this state, and they are active, and they're really ready to play out and have fun after this pandemic stuff.
Well, you know, the thing that is really the coolest part of the whole thing to me is that none of us are like playing stuff that we've been playing for a really long time. You know, like, I've been playing music for about 50 years, but I've been playing mostly blues. You know, I'm from St. Louis, and then I spent a lot of time living in Columbia and playing there. Then the guys that I worked with got me listening to Iron Maiden and Judas Priest, and I just freaking loved it. And then they all had better gear than me, so they forced me to play bass instead of guitar, and I just freaking loved that. And I just got turned on to a whole new world of music about 5 years ago that I just absolutely adore and play all the time and listen to all the time. One of the guitar players was just a complete Sabbath head, right? But other people have got him, you know, playing Def Leppard and a Garth Brooks song, and you know, yeah. Everybody's we have a really nice lady singer who is also a kindergarten teacher, and she grew up with you know, Garth Brooksy kind of country, pop country stuff, and she is screaming out Rob Halford songs now. So it's we're all doing something that we never intended to do, and we are all loving it and loving doing that together. So it's just beautiful.
It sounds like everybody's right where they should be and doing what they should be doing. In my notes here, I have a lot of those names that you mentioned, the variety of the music that you guys play. I saw in watching some videos and stuff, I saw like a Coheed and Cambria song.
Yeah.
AC/DC, Beastie Boys, Metallica, Megadeth, Def Leppard, Garth Brooks. I was blown away. Like, I mean, I know who all those bands are. But and you mentioned like Sabbath and Iron Maiden and stuff. It's like it doesn't get any better than that.
Well, it's so much fun to play because it's fast and it's loud and it's intricate and it's passionate. It takes a lot of time to put into the practice.
Absolutely. You know,
it's just a cool thing to build, right?
I agree. It's not like you guys are playing. You know, no offense to people who love Green Day or Nirvana, like it's a lot of power chord stuff, kind of simple melodies and stuff. But you guys are playing, like, when I saw Metallica and Megadeth and stuff, I was just shocked. Like, you guys are insanely talented, obviously.
Well, I don't know about that, but we are insanely dedicated.
That'll get you somewhere for sure.
And you know, all being educators, you know, we're all about homework and practice.
That's a good point.
We're all about homework and practice, and we're all about being real, right? And not just strutting around and pretending, you know? We're all really honest with each other, and the whole thing has just been really good for us. Been good for our families. They're enjoying it. When you are playing a Megadeth song or you're playing the Trooper and your wife likes it, right?
Absolutely.
When you're practicing at home and you're rattling the pictures on the wall in the house and she doesn't scream at it, it stopped it. You know,
you gotta keep her.
Something good is happening. Yeah.
I miss those days of rattling the pictures on the walls.
So we don't really have a gimmick, you know, like we don't dress like school children or, you know, we don't have costumes. We just don't have a gimmick yet. Maybe we will someday, but right now we are just playing as hard as we can and having as much fun as we can, trying to get the audience in on it, you know?
So speaking of the audience, what's the best gig you guys have played so far?
Oktoberfest in Rolla at Lions Club Park in Rolla. They have a big beer garden festival, and that was just sensational because the beer was great, people were wonderful, they had food, we got to play for 4 hours.
Wow.
The weather was just perfect. We play outside pretty often, and we've played in rain and 100-degree heat. But Oktoberfest was just, everything was right. It was just beautiful. Before that, we played at a new festival in Waynesville. It was in the middle of September. And there were like 6 bands there, and they were just all as nice as people in the world. Not a big crowd, but a wonderful place to play at the park in Waynesville. And that was a pretty good gig, too. There's a few places in St. James. One of them being Merrimack Vineyards, a shout out to them. Merrimack Vineyards is a great place to eat, drink, and play music.
Saturday, July 2nd, am I correct?
Yep.
Yeah, let's get that plug in there. Sabretooth, yeah. Merrimack Vineyards, Saturday, July 2nd.
The last time we played there, we were so loud that people in the surrounding neighborhood heard us, and then they came up there because what the heck, they couldn't watch TV anymore.
That's great. It's great to be, you know, you guys have so much positivity around you and support with this whole deal. It's definitely a train that's rolling along fast, and there's not much coming around that's going to stop you. Like, how did you handle the pandemic? Like, did you guys just kind of practice a lot, or did you kind of go your own way for a minute?
We just practiced.
Yeah.
We just practiced a lot. I played in another band briefly and got sick. We got a different singer, and it spent about 6 months working that out. So we just basically went to work and expanded our repertoire.
I think a lot of bands and musicians are really just relieved and happy to be able to get out and start playing again.
Absolutely. Everybody still has that a little bit of cabin fever and just sick of being so worried about everything for a couple of years and
right.
Just ready to let their hair down and try to party out and have a good time. We're playing at, I think, another new festival, one in Salem called Salem Summer Fest on June 4th. And I think that there's probably 5 or 6 bands scheduled for that, but I haven't seen the schedule yet. But that will probably be a good thing, too. Salem's got a base of people that are really into music.
Original or covers or everything?
Everything. All kinds of music, from rock and roll and metal and hippie stuff and bluegrass, you name it. It's always been kind of a seat of traditional music, right? But then when Schwagstock and stuff was kind of close to them for a while, just down the highway from them, that brought a lot of people into town and kind of got a little more interested in bands playing. So,
right.
Salem's a good place to play. And so is Waynesville. Waynesville's got a lot going on. And I know the lake in Jeff City does. We just haven't cracked up that way yet, but we are getting our sights set on it.
You know, David, you guys send me a message and I'll fill you in on the area, because there's just a million places to play here. Especially the lake.
Yeah.
And I haven't been a gigging musician for a good 5 or 6 years, but I've played over 100, and there's quite a few places to play here. So they're definitely more in favor of covers. I had the problem of, well, not necessarily a problem. I had a dilemma of, do I play what I want to play, or do I play what the people at the lake bars want to hear? You guys ever encounter that kind of thing?
All the time. It's a constant struggle. I really like to write music, right? And so I'm always trying to get my originals in. And then everybody else in the band is like, well, somebody else in the band, not everybody, but there'll be one of us anyway, will say, okay, well, we have to do stuff that people dig and will dance to and sing along with and recognize.
Hey everybody, I just wanted to take a minute to tell you about Buzzsprout. Following the link in the show notes lets Buzzsprout know that we sent you, and it gets you a $20 Amazon gift card if you sign up for a paid plan, and it helps support our show. Starting a podcast can be intimidating. With Buzzsprout, it was easier than I thought to get started. They've been very helpful with their guides and their consistent email communication, and having the tools at hand to make sure the podcast is easy to list on all major platforms has been incredibly helpful. Buzzsprout gets your show listed in every major podcast platform. You'll get a great-looking podcast website, audio players that you can drop into other websites, detailed analytics to see how people are listening, tools to promote your episodes, and more. Podcasting isn't hard when you have the right partners. The team at Buzzsprout is passionate about helping you succeed. Join over 100,000 podcasters already using Buzzsprout to get their message out to the world.
So I keep working on myself, right? And I can't really stop, you know. I really like to write songs, and I've been writing them for a long time. Maybe someday I'll find a good way to get those out into the public. And with the covers, even, you know, I'll want to do more, kind of more obscure things, right? Then somebody else in the band will say, like, you know, but Live It on a Prayer, everybody likes that, you know.
Uh-huh.
And we'll all play that, and we'll be like, oh my God, that's so much fun to play. There have been no deal breaker kind of things, you know, and none of us have an ego situation that threatens the vibe of the whole Sabretooth.
That's great.
Thing, right?
Well, and that's resulted in the variety in your set list also.
You know, finding things to play is ongoing negotiation, right? and we get better at it, you know. We get better at it.
I'm glad to hear I'm not the only person that has struggled with that in the past of like, do I want to learn how to play Jimmy Buffett, or do I want to play what I want to play? You know what I mean?
The way we compromise is that when we play Black Velvet, we play it super bluesy. And when we play Friends in Low Places, we play it really hard. It's still recognizable, but we still make it ours as best we can.
When you said earlier that you guys could play for 4 hours, I'm sure you could play for way longer than that. But with something like that, there's something for everybody in that in that time frame. So, you know, it's not like you play one or two songs and somebody doesn't like it, then they're tuning out, because you guys will just reel them back in on the next one.
Well, me being the oldest one of the group, I've kind of been through it all, and I'm not really tied to any specific genre. You know, there are things that I really like at the time, but, you know, I have played in bluegrass bands. I've seen Miles Davis. I've been, you know, to jazz festivals all over the place. I've been to Judas Priest concerts. I love John Five. You know, pretty much if it's music, I like it, right? And so if somebody makes me play Barracuda, I just find a way to love it, right?
That's awesome.
And we just play it a little bit faster, and it's just cool.
So tell me about your social media stuff. Like, I saw some YouTube stuff from Sabretooth, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, we have a YouTube thing, and we have a Facebook page. So we're kind of like erupted into the universe from sort of a hobby band. So we haven't really had a person in charge of marketing us, you know? It's been like just kind of a haphazard kind of a thing. Like, well, John will know somebody, Joe will know somebody, you know, Ben will know somebody, I will know somebody. But now I think my wife is going to be more in charge of trying to hook us up with people and trying to expand our social media presence.
That's great. More support.
Yeah.
She likes the pictures rattling on the walls, so. That's great.
All right, this is the real, I mean, that's a big test right there, but I have a son that's like 24 and a daughter that's 21, and so they're way cooler than I am, and they like us.
That's a good sign.
I know.
Because then they're going to tell their friends.
So at least they know it's something happy and fun and healthful and good for everybody, right? Instead of pretentious or weird.
Right.
Or just goofy, right?
Earlier you said you were talking about how people are happy to just see like musicians just up on stage, just letting it all hang out, just playing some hard rock. What is your favorite song to play and your hardest song to play?
My favorite song to play is The Trooper by Iron Maiden, because, you know, I get to show off, and it's also pretty hard. And One time I sprained a muscle in my right hand because I was wiggling my fingers so ferocious.
Oh, you don't play with a pick, huh?
No.
Awesome.
No, I am trying to copy my style from Geezer Butler and Steve Harris for the most part.
Very admirable, sir.
And so I retired from teaching right when COVID hit, March of 2020. So I started playing bass full-time about 2018. So as soon as I wasn't working all the time, I was playing about 8 hours a day.
Wow.
Right? So I still play several multiple hour-long episodes every day. I really dig the practice.
A lot of people, they're not like that. They just, they know what they know, and they just coast on that as long as they can, you know? And those are the people that... They never go any further than where they're at now.
To learn the instrument well enough, I've played in like a pop band, played in a jazz band, a local jazz band for a couple of years, and, you know, have been forced to play really different techniques and really different music, right? And it's really, really helped me a lot.
Yeah, I think that's one of the best ways to expand and grow as a musician. I experienced that myself. I'm a self-taught guitar player, and I was in my first band and didn't really know much, and then I left them and I joined a band from a different genre that played faster and heavier, and it really grew my skills as a guitar player. And I probably would not have done that if it wasn't for that band and playing that type of music.
Well, you know, things are always changing, you know, like when I was like 14, I was in a little band playing Paranoid, you know, and then a couple years later, everybody that we were listening to practically was dead and everything changed. And then I was in a bluegrass band, right? And then next thing I knew, I was playing Willie Dixon songs in a blues band, isn't it? You know, all of the things you learn there, they don't go away. They stick with you.
Very true. Very true.
It's all good. I don't know where it's all going, and I don't really care about it to think about that right now. I'm just wanting to learn more songs and play more gigs and just keep it all going.
Like I said, I'll give you a hand if you want to come this way, and I'll get some people together and we'll come see you guys. But well, David, I think we're gonna take it home here. So go ahead and drop your upcoming gigs again.
June 4th, we'll be in Salem at Salem Summerfest. On July 2nd, we will be at the beautiful Merrimack Vineyards in St. James. We've got a few things in the works for later in the summer and the fall, but we don't have anything definite, no definite dates for them yet. But I really hope that we see as many people as we possibly can in the future, and I hope that you enjoy us. It was really nice to meet you and to talk to you, and let's stay in touch.
Absolutely, David. Thanks a lot. I appreciate you calling in, and we will definitely talk to you soon.
All righty, man. Thank you.